106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Mark this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing just fine. So let's jump right into this as we are in the era right now where people are planning their summer vacations. That's what this is about. You have a summer vacation planned. You're not going to tell us where or any of the details for obvious reasons. But what is the dirty little secret around your summer vacation?
Okay, so I planned a vacation for my family this summer in a town that my ex-girlfriend is in. The reason I did that is because, so my wife thinks that I'm seeing clients in this town, but for two nights, I'm going to have dinner with her, and we're not going to tell anyone.
Two nights? You're going to see her two nights?
Yeah.
So your wife thinks these two nights is when you're seeing clients?
Right, exactly.
Are these two overnights? Is that what you're saying?
No, we're just having dinner. I don't plan on anything happening past that. I'm pretty sure she doesn't either. But, you know, I miss her. And we both sort of miss each other, and we feel like we can't really have any sort of relationship because of, you know, I have a wife, she has a boyfriend, and we feel like it would just be red flags all over the place. So, yeah, we're just doing this. We're just having dinner.
If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret, and Mark just told us that he is planning his family summer vacation in a town where his ex-girlfriend lives. And he told his wife, I'm going to see some clients that are down there while we're on vacation. But really, he's going to be seeing his ex-girlfriend two nights, two dinners. But it's not sexual. You can guarantee that?
Yeah.
It's obviously emotional, though, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're friends now. That's it.
But does your wife know that you're friends?
No.
Is your wife aware of this ex-girlfriend at all?
Yeah, she doesn't like her.
Wow.
Is this a place that your family was excited to go vacationing, or did you have to like twist your wife's arm to go to this location?
Was it a hard sell?
I mean, I think she was a little confused why I picked this place out of any other, because it's not the biggest tourist town, but, you know, she didn't ask too many questions.
Well, especially if you sold it as like, I really have to see clients here, so why don't we just make a trip out of it?
Why did you guys break up?
It was for a lot of reasons. We sort of grew apart. We dated for a long time, and we just both thought that it was a good idea to go our separate ways.
So it was like a mutual drifting apart. Nobody did anything to create animosity or hatred at all.
Right.
Is there part of either of you that like you feel like she's the one that got away or anything?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Do you still love her?
I mean, listen. I love her as a person.
So what is it about this that makes you not feel like you can tell your wife?
Because, like I said, she doesn't like her at all. She would not be happy with that.
I feel like this is some. I'm kind of surprised, Katie, that you're not more understanding of this.
I'm
it
very
feels like
understanding.
Something that you would be okay with.
I am very understanding of the feeling of missing an ex, even if it's not in a romantic way, but this is somebody that you liked as a person at one time in your life, and you're curious about how they're doing, and it'd be nice to sit across from them again. I understand all of that. It is the money, the time that the family is giving up instead of going to some other, maybe more fun vacation. They are going to go to this place. It's the dipping out on your family vacation for two nights.
Yeah.
It's all of that that I'm like, wow, this is a judgment-free zone. So I'm not going to say I think it's a totally terrible move.
Have you ever done this before?
No, I've never done this before.
And how long ago did you guys break up?
It was 6 years ago.
Okay. Well, text messages coming into 909-1065 are interesting. Most of them are, you know, kind of saying what Katie's saying, except a little stronger. But a few people, you know, they're texting and saying, like, I've done something similar to this. You know, I'm sure they don't mean hijacking and schlepping a whole family vacation out of it. But nonetheless, if your ex makes a move on you, will you turn it down? Honestly? Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah?
I think I would.
You think you would? Think you would?
I think I would.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out this summer with your summer family vacation.